There's hope and anger in Israel and the occupied territories following yesterday's Middle East summit in Aqaba, Jordan, involving President Bush, Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, and Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. During the talks, Sharon committed himself in principle to the creation of a Palestinian state, and Abbas promised to work to end terror attacks against Israelis. But tens of thousands of Jewish settlers jammed the streets of Jerusalem yesterday, accusing Sharon of selling them out by agreeing to dismantle Jewish settlement outposts in the West Bank. And Palestinian militants promised to continue the fight against Israel, saying Abbas has betrayed Palestinian goals. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem. Commitments are one thing. Can they deliver on them?
Well, that's exactly the question that everybody is asking. You know, I'm struck by the difference in feeling after this summit and after the signing of the Oslo Peace Accords in 1993. After the signing of the Oslo Accords, there was a tremendous amount of optimism and excitement among both Israelis and Palestinians that they were really starting something new. This time, there's a lot of skepticism. There's a sense that after 32 months of violence, both sides are really tired of it and are looking for a way out. But each side is skeptical that the other side really means to do anything. Palestinians say they want to see changes on the ground. They want to have more freedom of movement. They want to see the Israeli settlement outposts go, the checkpoints dismantled. And Israelis say that they want to see an end to the violence. And both sides are really skeptical that it'll be able to work, and they're extremists on both sides who are trying to torpedo it.
Now, what's the next step?
Well, on the Israeli side, the next step is to begin dismantling the outposts. Prime Minister Sharon said at Aqaba that Israel will immediately begin doing that. And in fact, today, the Israeli defense minister is meeting defense officials, and they're talking about dismantling 12 to 15 outposts. Most of them are unpopulated. A few may have a few families. And Israeli security officials are warning that there could be violence by extremist Jewish settlers. They've also increased the number of bodyguards assigned to Prime Minister Sharon and say that there's some fear of a Jewish extremist attack. On the Palestinian side, Mahmoud Abbas is continuing discussions with the groups such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad. Last week he was saying that he hopes to get a ceasefire within days after the summit, an agreement to stop attacks on Israelis. Hamas and Islamic Jihad have given sort of contradictory signals, on sometimes saying they would be prepared for a ceasefire, other times saying they're going to continue the armed struggle. So each side has a lot of work to do.
Yeah, extremists on both sides. What are they going to do about that?
On the Israeli side, the problem is that these 12 to 15 outposts is just the first stage. According to the roadmap, Israel has to dismantle all of the outposts that were put up since March 2001. So there are dozens of outposts that need to be dismantled. On the Palestinian side, it's a question of whether the Palestinian security forces will be able to crack down on these groups. An Israeli army officer today said that they're beginning to see the signs that, especially in Gaza, where the Palestinian security forces are a little bit stronger. In the West Bank, they were sort of destroyed during the last 32 months of violence, that the Palestinian security force is going to try to stop attacks.
Has there been any immediate benefit to Israel from the Aqaba meeting?
Well, the immediate benefit is that, at least according to Israel television, Jordan is sending its ambassador back to Israel. The ambassadors of Jordan and Egypt, which are the only two Arab countries that Israel has peace treaties with, both ambassadors left almost 3 years ago when the latest round of conflict between Israelis and Palestinians broke out. And Israel would see that as a real diplomatic achievement to have the Jordanian ambassador back.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.